So before we continue, are we going to go on to Mr. Garcia after that?
I don't see why not. Yes, sir. We can. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
So this is Mr. Morris?
Yes. Good morning. This is a phase one commutation hearing for Mr. Julius Morris, ADC number 315461. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Present are Board Chairman Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Lee Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Morris is 48 years old, currently serving a 5-year prison sentence for aggravated assault, a class 2 felony, dangerous non-repetitive. He was approximately 46 years old at the time of the incident offense. He pled guilty and was sentenced on December 22, 2016. He's asking for a 1-year reduction in his prison sentence. He has a community service begin date of September 8, 2020. Should commutation be granted, his new release date would be November 3rd, 2019. He does not have a prior criminal history. I'll read a short summary of the offense in question. On June 10, 2016, Julius Morris and his wife got into a domestic dispute. Julius Morris began putting his wife's property outside the apartment. Neighbor Keith Thurston appeared and began moving some of the property from the staircase area. Julius Morris confronted Keith Thurston and an argument ensued. Julius Morris left the scene, took the knife from his residence, returned to the area, and stabbed Keith Thurston several times. Keith Thurston sustained 2 puncture wounds to his abdomen and upper chest. He was taken to hospital in critical condition with life-threatening injuries. He had internal damage to his liver and diaphragm and underwent surgery. The purpose of Mr. Morris's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he has no previous criminal history, that he expected a shorter prison sentence in his plea deal, and that he's not a violent person, also that he apologized to his victim and the victim accepted, also that he will never reoffend. He said limited programming inside the Department of Corrections. He has no history of disciplinary infractions. He also has letters of support from family members and his request for commutation packet. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Morris's 5-year prison term was excessive, he received less than the 7.5-year presumptive sentence with a maximum of 15 years. I recognize that Mr. Morris has had no prior offenses, but considering the violent injury caused to his victim, and that he pled to less than the presumptive. I do not find his prison term excessive, but I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Hearing no further input, I'm going to make a motion. And that is regarding Mr. Julius Morris, ADC number 315461. My motion is to not pass his request to phase 2.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by our esteemed Board Chairman Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. This will conclude our hearing. And as always, I want to thank my colleagues.